Call to order the PAP NRD Board Directors Meeting. Please stand for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Notification of the Open Meetings Act, copy of the Open Meetings Act. It's posted on the back wall of the meeting room prior to turning the agenda for tonight's meeting. I'd like to announce the procedure that will be used for the meeting with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposal recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. With that quorum call, please.
Bradley. Fred Conley.
Here.
John Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Grinwald. Gaff.
Here.
Lou.
Here.
Leahy.
Here.
Caesar. Weiss. And.
Thank you. I have excused absences for Mr. Caesar and John Weiss. Item 4, adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Lou.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
And.
Yes. Item 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Right.
Aye.
Andrew.
Yes. I have your approved publication of the affidavit of tonight's meeting that's being held. That will be for the record. Item 8, agency reports and presentations. Natural Resource Conservation Service. The written report is by Neil Jensen. It is very brief.
Written report.
Yeah. You all have copies? Any questions? All right. Item B, Nebraska Social Resource Districts. Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just tonight, the update on the NARD Annual Conference, September 23rd through the 25th, will be in Kearney, Nebraska. We have several of our staff and directors attending. Same things, it's always good to go out and be part of the breakout sessions and all the above. We have nothing more to add.
All right.
That's all.
Thank you, Director Fowler. Item 8C, legislative report. I understand there is none tonight. Brad takes it easy. Item 9, public comment on the input in the PAPU NRD FY 2019 budget. John Wayne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As discussed at the subcommittee meeting, this year's budget is a request for a tax levy of 0.037797, which is the same as last year's. The tax requirement is $24,319,072. Total property tax requirement is $71,435,340. And I won't go through all the specifics as we have over several meetings. Tonight is the public input, and so I would open it up to anybody that would like to testify on the PAPU NRD budget. And when you come, could you please state your name and address for the record?
Doug Kagan, D-O-U-G-K-A-G-A-N, 416 South 130th Street, Omaha. I'm representing Nebraska Taxpayers for Freedom. Every year that NTF analyzes the PAPU NRD budget, we note the same trends that are not good for taxpayers. Its budgets regularly overestimate the revenues needed or subsequently expended, and regularly project too much revenue required for the next fiscal year, a continual escalation that artificially raises the property tax requirement, In addition, continual overspending abounds on line items that we don't believe are the core responsibility or obligation of natural resource districts. In looking at this year's budget, we notice the budget shows about $6 million more in cash on hand currently, more than we believe necessary. The NRD retains too much cash on hand, thereby fueling increases in the next budget. The project reserve fund of $15 million almost inflates the amount of property tax dollars required. Likewise, the $33.8 million over budgeted from last fiscal year, it shows only a little over 55% of that utilized. The NRD spent 110.9% of property tax budgeted from the general fund, which we think is an embarrassing amount. And then of 13 separate revenue accounts, the NRD actually accrued much more than budgeted in fiscal year 2018, which to us is an indication of poor budgeting of anticipated revenue. Of the expense accounts, the NRD overspent on two and woefully underspent on several, again pointing to poor budgeting. Employee health insurance premiums would rise about 5%, testifying to the need for your employees to pay a greater percentage of their health insurance costs. Lobbying expenses over $110,000 seem exorbitant. Several line items under special planning, engineering, recycling are not defined clearly, such as the recycling projects, administrative policies, reviews. Identical amounts for office carpeting and office painting appear in the last fiscal year budget, so these expensive carryovers boost the property tax requirement. I don't know how much time I have. I could go on, but I can just give you the rest of them.
Keep going. How much you got written there?
Okay.
You got a copy of that for us?
Yeah, I'll give everyone a copy with the page references. Similarly, the monies for cash on hand and operations reserve boost the property tax load, resembling a slush fund. Likewise, with the $2.4 million carryover for dams in the watershed fund. The Southern Sarpy County Watershed Partnership continually shows a very almost bloated operating reserve, over $782,000 for the next fiscal year. There was no justification given for a $500,000 watershed dam restudy. Information support programs over budgeted the last fiscal year by over $103,000. The Omaha Levy certification over budgeted by over $402,000. And the support programs over-budgeted the last, and the Western Sarpy Clear Creek construction over-budgeted by $700,000. In too many accounts, figures indicate that although amounts spent were less than initially budgeted in fiscal year 2018, the NRD nevertheless budgeted similar high amounts in fiscal 2019, again boosting property tax requirements. Disturbing to us was viewing the $194,000 expenditure for dam repair work so soon at dam sites like Flanagan Lake. The City of Omaha should have funded the mitigation site design at Flanagan Lake. We question why these expenses are not listed under the individual dam budgets in your budget. We could find no apparent reason why the NRD is spending $100,000 to dredge a private development SID lake. State grant amounts obtained much less than estimated. Program 4195 cost shares expense last fiscal year was $45,000, none of which was spent. Yet this year there appears a $40,000 appropriation. $203,000 and more seems a too expensive price for a new equipment shed. The original PCWP plan you put out in 2009 showed the projected developer fees from 2018 to 2020 at $15.7 million, but much less now is projected, and therefore we think the NRD should increase developer fees. And then there, we have a list of suggestions for the budget also.
Thank you.
I can give your secretary.
Yep, thank you. Anyone else like to provide any input on the budget? Second time, anyone else in the audience? Third and final? Okay, that concludes the public input session of the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Arthur. Subcommittee reports ad hoc, IMA ad hoc selection committee, Director Jim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the August 7th, 2018 meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee request for proposals and professional services to update the multi-jurisdictional, multi-hazard mitigation plan are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, professional services contract with GAEO Consulting Group, Inc. Recommendations that the general manager be authorized to execute a professional services contract with GAEO Consulting Group to update the district's multi-hazard mitigation plan for a maximum, of $199,902.31, subject to change deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel.
Anyone from the public like to comment on that resolution? Staff, any additional comments or directors? Hearing none, roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
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 Aye.
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Fowler. Item B, Programs Project Operations, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the August 2018 meeting of the Programs Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one, agreement with Department of Army for Pagan Creek Feasibility Study. Subcommittee recommends the GM be authorized to execute the proposed agreement with Department of Army for the Pagan Creek Feasibility Study, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to approval by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to that?
When would this start then?
It'll start probably immediately in October, November. The Corps has indicated they will sign it September, I think it was 10th, 11th, and then it'll start immediately after that. They're ready to get going.
So approximately 3 years or less.
Or less. Complete study. Yeah. We're pushing for less, and I think they are too. So we're hoping to have it done by the next word of bill. This is our goal. And then it's typically every 2 to 3 years.
Any other questions? Doing good. Roll call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes.
Fred Conley.
Hi.
Yes.
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 Item 2 is amendment number 3 to professional service contract with HDR Engineering for Zirinsky Basin 2. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute amendment number 3 to the professional services agreement with HDR Engineering, Inc. for the Zirinsky Water Quality Basin number 2 project in an amount not to exceed $107,700. Bringing the total contract not to exceed amount to $1,443,560, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel. And I so move.
Any comments from the public? Staff? Director?
Ultimately, we're ahead because we're selling back 5 point some acres.
The final numbers, I guess we haven't totally shaken those out, but we're going to sell it back for 300 and whatever that number was talked about on Tuesday. So the hope is that at the minimum it's a wash, but we really won't know until we do the engineering and design for the mitigation on 15A and then what we would have spent here. So that's still kind of up in the question. But we have to do this work to get to that point in time. So it's a little bit between the chicken and the egg.
But we are selling back
the land to them,
and there is a purchase price.
That will be brought to you probably next month,
which is approximately 50,000 an acre.
Right, it's they're 50,000 acres, 300 some thousand.
Once we sell that,
that's correct.
Director Leahy, had your hand up?
Two questions. So we're selling it back to them. That price has already been agreed.
No, the purchase agreement isn't done. But we've had discussions that they will buy it back for what we sold it, or what they sold it.
They want to get the stuff.
Yeah. Will we have to sort of suspend some of our typical selling back land rules, surplus lands, because don't they?
Right, you can answer that.
Yeah, you look into it.
We don't have to go through the regular process, so we can just get it done quicker.
Right.
My last question is, for the new mitigation site at Flanagan Lake, will the city of Omaha need to be involved in that? When do we hand over, I guess, the keys to that lake to them, and won't that site be their land? How's that going to work?
Amanda, can you? When do we hand over control operations and maintenance?
Yeah, that's being worked out now.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay. Director Jogan?
I have a question for staff regarding the cost of the remediation work that's going to be done up at Flanagan versus the cost it would have been done on this site. What's the difference in cost?
We don't know that answer because we don't expect to know what we're doing. Like, we have the design involves balance, getting a number of points to make up.
We don't want to spend more.
Any reason we would spend more?
My gut feeling is that that's not as many.
Thank you.
The cost is $107,000
for the design. For the design.
Yeah, but there might be additional costs for
right. But which we would have had to spend anyway. See, we're just transferring that up.
Which we can use the $200,000 to
make the difference.
To make up the difference, I guess. All right. Any other comments, directors?
Roll call? Yes.
Thank
you. Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Number three is NDEQ 319 application for the Paying Creek Watershed Enhanced Water Quality Conservation Practices Program. That's a multiple. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute and submit the Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality 319 application for 60% of the eligible project cost for the Paying Creek Watershed Enhanced Water Quality Conservation Practices Program. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager, and I so move.
Comments from the public on that item? Staff, any directors want to come? Roll call.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
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 And item four is a City Bellevue B-Cycle Program. Subcommittee recommends the district fund half the cost of the Bellevue B-Cycle Program in FY 2019 up to a maximum district contribution of $21,500. And I so move.
Any comments from the public on that? Directors or staff? Director. Vocal.
Fred Conley.
Hi.
John
yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Yes. That concludes my report.
Thank you.
M10C FEL Committee, in the absence of Rich Teaser, I'll be taking that one. So item one, C1 is be resolved the minutes of the August 7th, 2018 meetings, Finance Expenditure Legal Subcommittee are here accepted incorporated in these minutes. On recommendation of subcommittee, hereby adopt and approve FY 2019 budget draft 2. Recommendation FY 2019 draft budget be forwarded for review at September 13th, 2018 budget hearing, with the provision that general manager be authorized to make necessary adjustments once final figures are available to achieve compliance with state statute regarding the LID, and the subcommittee so approved. Any additional comments from the public on that item? How about staff and directors? Mr. Leahy raised his hand.
On Tuesday, I asked if the property tax values go up and we get more, you know, what are those two, three projects that we would fund? I guess I'd also like to know, in theory, if we don't get that 2.5% mark, what are the, you know, one or two or three projects that are next in line on the chopping block, if you will?
Right. They're probably kind of one and the same. I put together a list for everybody of what the kind of the restored, what we're looking at, and it depends obviously what we get.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily any priority order, but it's the top probably seven that we would look at to put back into the budget. I would say that if we're below that, that list is probably the same. It's just a matter of how much we whittle out of that too.
Okay.
So I think the lists are they're either flexible or there's something that we need to look if we need. I don't think we'll have to trim more, but if we do, they'll be the same list. So that's just an idea. So it just depends on what the valuation comes back as, and then what you guys obviously want to do with that addition, if depending on what the additional is. So.
I'm not sure when the appropriate time to bring this up, but I would like to make some kind of a motion that any tax money collected above the 2.5% that we already have in the budget be allocated toward levy decrease. In other words, if we get a 4% increase, that anything above the 2.5% that you've already got in the budget, anything above that goes toward a property tax.
You'd have to identify which items within the budget would be affected. Just reducing the levy increase. There is no levy increase.
No, I know. I realize that. But like I said, we've got the whole budget set up at a 2.5% increase based on property taxes and so forth. And so what if it's last year the property tax came in at almost 4.5% or somewhere in that area. My point is, how do you do that? How can I make a motion to make any increase in monies collected above the 2.5% already allocated in the budget goes toward property tax relief or mill levy decrease from the NRT? In other words, instead of having the extra money go toward this, I would like to give the money back to the taxpayer.
Again, it's a line item budget. If you're saying I want to reduce the mill levy, you've got to take all those items within the budget and decide which ones.
I'm going to stand the motion for the sake of discussion.
I need to clarify what the motion is.
Well, I think
before it gets seconded. So it's an either or.
Point of order, isn't this supposed to be brought up on a subcommittee night, not on a...
Well, you can
bring a new motion to the table, or it's an amendment. All right, just checking.
I guess the proper time to be do it would when we have the final numbers, and then that way we know what we're...
But ultimately what it comes down to is right now we're figuring a 2.5% increase.
Right.
So if it does come in at 4%, basically, we would not change anything in the budget as far as the line items or anything that's allocated to anything.
That's
all that would remain exactly the same. The only difference would be is we would then take that, 1.5%, and then just not take it. We would at that point we would be a little lower than the mill levy to reflect everything, every single line item in the budget.
Now, remember, we had to cut to get to that.
Right.
This isn't a. I mean, this isn't a true. This. So we had to trim these projects to get to that point in time.
No, I understand.
So
that.
Okay. So,
but I think every government entity thinks their mission is crucial and they need more money to accomplish. So, but I guess my point is that we can get by and we have to make trade offs and so forth, and we can get by with 2.5%.
Well, the way this motion, the resolution is. That general manager is making necessary adjustments once final figures, so we don't know.
Right. I understand.
So that would be in September.
But I want to plant that seed that I would like to see how do we go about doing it. I don't want to come in up to Dakota City next week and bring this up, and all of a sudden we have to try and redo everything because I've got a motion that was seconded by somebody.
Well, it'll be known before the meeting.
Well, how do I get known before the meeting? It'll be discussed at subcommittee. Mm-hmm. I mean, the budget will be, the final budget will be discussed.
Yeah, it'll be at subcommittee here.
That's why I'm bringing it up now, to make sure it gets on the table.
Okay. And when we get those final numbers, we'll see where we're at. Mm-hmm. What we've always done, not necessarily it's, I don't want to say we've always done that way as a reason, but when I say line item, because they're different, I don't know how many lines we have in the budget. This example that John Winkler just handed out, you can say at the time, I want to reduce line 3506 from 400,000 to 100,000.
But I'm not on.
So that's how it's done mechanically.
I'm not on the subcommittee that votes on this though either. So I can't even bring up a motion. So how would I do that other than now? I can't bring up the motion because I'm not on the subcommittee. Right. I can't vote on the subcommittee.
I think. Will I be on the subcommittee by next month?
Yeah, you'll be on the subcommittee once we approve it.
I'll bring it up.
But you'll have the opportunity at the board.
That's
meeting.
What I'm looking for is an opportunity.
But in procedurally, we still have a motion with a second. So that either gets withdrawn or you have
clarification what your motion was.
The motion is that anything above 2.5% is automatically deducted from the mill levy that's presented at this time.
Right. So it's not cutting the budget as it's presented right now.
It's just take that and reduce the mill levy.
Any increases won't go into the additional budget. It's going to go back to the taxpayers.
Right.
I mean, Jim, why don't we just vote on it right now and then see if it goes or doesn't? And we could.
So you have
make
a.
Make it simple.
I've got point of order on this. So the motion has been seconded by.
Right, Dave.
Any comments on that amendment?
I have a question. This is not a specific change to the budget. It's too generic. It isn't specific. Normally, we raise specific line items, account numbers, and so forth. This is too generic. It has really no substance to it. If you want to cut a certain fund, you should call that out. But I think just to say generically we should cut.
I'm not cutting anything.
No, not cutting anything.
I'm not cutting anything.
He just wants to have his say into it,
right?
Which is going to be addressed. So it's everything's going to be.
Please raise your hand. Are you done, John Conley?
Yes, I'm done.
Director Swayde?
Yes. This is fun. I appreciate the amendment and the principle behind it. I'm not going to support it because I do think there's a couple things on here that I'd like to see us, you know, like road repair, some of this maintenance on channels, fix these problems sooner rather than later. So I am the type that would rather just subscribe when we get those numbers. What do we add back in and what do we take off? But I appreciate the amendment and I get it in principle. And some of these things here I could absolutely agree we don't need to do. We need to give the money back. Or there may be some other projects that I do think that we do fall short of. So I'm not going to support the amendment, even though I like where it's coming from and I understand it.
So the first vote will be on that motion and amendment, and then we vote on the original subcommittee recommendation after that, unless there's another motion. Right? Correct? Okay.
Did you follow me on something, Dad?
He couldn't have said it better. And I was the same situation as he was. And one last thing, too, is sometimes if we don't do these, the cost spirals on some of these.
I understand.
And if we're not looking at that, then it's stupid to go, okay, we're just going to cut. So I like to look at these line item by line item, and I think that's what you were talking about. But we got it all settled, so I think we're good to go. We're all in a happy place.
I can only argue with that.
Okay, roll call on the amendment.
Lake.
No.
Red.
No.
Don.
No.
Fowler.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Blue.
Yes.
No. Back to the original resolution. Roll call.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do we? I
this is the original motion.
Which was?
To adopt the budget as presented.
No.
What's the figures on me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Item 2, FY 2019 budget lid computation 1% resolution. Recommend that following resolution be adopted. Be resolved that the Board of Directors of Papillon already approves an initial increase of 1% in total restricted funds authority pursuant to Nebraska Revised Statute 13518 through 13522, and the subcommittee so approves.
Just a note, on Tuesday I indicated that it was 75% of the full board. However, there's been a recent state statute last year that it's 75% of the quorum present. So it's 75% of you here at the meeting, not the entire board. And that, and Kerry pointed out to me after on the Wednesday. So.
We also want to clarify this does not increase the budget 1%. Right. It's just within the particular items that are identified by the lid.
Right. It's especially it gets important to us as we complete these projects and start taking on more maintenance costs that we've got that flexibility because maintenance goes against that 2.5%. So just clarification.
Any public comments? Staff, any further comments?
No.
Directors? Roll call.
Alan.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Luke.
No.
Becky.
No.
Alan.
Yes.
John Tom.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead and vote, please.
The vote is for yay.
All right. Item 3, Thompson Creek Levy Improvement Project. Permanent easement agreement, City of La Vista. Recommendation, General Manager, reauthorize execute the proposed Thompson Creek permanent easement agreement with the City of La Vista, subject to changes deemed necessary. General Manager, approval as informed by District Legal Counsel. Maybe so approves. Any comments from the public? Any staff comment? Director. Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And 4, land acquisition in West Papillion Regional Basin number 4. And we don't need executive session?
No.
Recommendation, General Manager, be authorized to execute form on behalf of the district purchase agreement form as presented at this meeting, providing for the purchase of 20.27 acres by district from LV Partners, LLC, from the property located 204th Street and Tram Road in Sarpy County, Nebraska, for the purchase price of $1,010,000, payable in 3 annual installments for the WP4 Regional Basin Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by General Manager and approval as informed by District Legal Counsel. Subcommittee so approves. Any comments from the public? I might add this doesn't start till 2020. And should that be in the resolution?
So it would be next year, our fiscal year.
Our fiscal year 20.
It's in the, I mean, it's part of the
agreement. It's in the agreement. It doesn't have to be in the resolution. It's understood.
It's in the agreement. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Other comments, directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Concludes the FEO subcommittee report. Moving on to item 11, Treasurer's Report, Dr. John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Treasurer's Report consists of the two resolutions that are on the screen and items 11A to 11J inclusive, and I move their approval.
Second. Did I hear a second on there?
Yep.
Director Kluge, second. Any comments from the public? Yeah. Directors. Roll call.
Thank you.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
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 That concludes my report.
Thank you. Item 12, Chairperson's Report. First time in how many years I get to just kind of one of the first time in appointing subcommittees. I do have it. It's not in my book here. But it's up.
Very nice.
And That's a red line addition. Basically, Director Klug and I switched spaces with the addition of the alternate for treasurer, changed from Patrick Leahy to Tim Fowler, and
the NARD rep.
And the NARD rep changed from Larry Bradley to Tim Fowler as well. But otherwise, we'll stay this way until January when we have some additional directors to focus on. So with that, I make a motion that the subcommittees be adopted as presented.
Second.
Comments from the public? Staff? You happy? Doesn't matter. Directors, any comments? Roll call on the resumes.
Yes.
General Manager report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Item 13.
Information education highlights. We continue our celebration of the grand opening of Flanagan Lake. We've been holding the Dam Fun Contest, which will end August 16th. 250 entries, and I've seen people picking up their prizes today, so a lot of excited people. It's been a great success. I&E team is in the process of reevaluating the department's current programs, activities, and overall direction. I guess what they're really focusing on is how best to educate the community about natural resources and the most efficient and relevant manner how to do that. So you won't see things like the public service announcements anymore, and so we're going to kind of go in a new direction with those. So stay tuned for updates on that. I had a very a great opportunity. Congressman Bacon sent several of his staff members from the D.C. office to do a tour of the district, did a tour of our projects and programs, and we're already starting to lay the groundwork for the 2020 WERDA, when the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership study is over, to move that into construction funding for those projects. And so they are also going to work with us when the Senate passes their WERDA bill. And when it goes to conference committee, how we get the most out of that conference committee language, not only the 408 permit, but also just kind of establishing that that rapport with other House and Senate members that we're going to need to get that funding here for the watershed. So we're already laying the groundwork for that, and they spent the entire day going through not only what we wanted and what our needs were, but then also just doing some various tours. So it was a good visit. We also got word that the division, the core division planning chief, will be possibly visiting our district on August 28th. So we'll also give him a tour. So we're getting a lot of attention, especially with this new study starting. And so we're going to give them the full tour and say exactly what we're facing and the challenges that we have. Personnel miscellaneous items. There must be something in the water. It's a baby boom at the district. Kaylin Kelly and her husband welcomed their first child, Cash Thomas Kelly, on Friday, July 27th. And then on Monday, July 30th, Zach Nelson and his wife welcome Blakely Marie Nelson. So everyone's doing great. We congratulate Kaylin and Zach and their families. And there's some pictures attached, so if anybody wants to see those. We're also holding a blood drive to the American Red Cross on August 14th from 9 to 3. So anyone interested in donating, please sign up. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the District Legal Counsel. The partnership meeting did not take place, but the next one is scheduled for August 23rd. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Mr. Winkler? 14 informational items. World of Water is coming up. Number 8, it's all here. How many people we expect? A lot of kids.
Yeah,
right?
There'll be a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
A few thousand, yep.
A few thousand. We got parking for everyone?
No, they won't all come at once.
All right. I remind everyone the subcommittee meetings on September 11th here at Chalco. The Thursday board meeting up in Dakota City. We always get the invite from Prince Cramper ahead of time for a gathering before the meeting, 5 o'clock. And there is a sheet in here saying, okay, take the express van, carpool it. What a novel idea. Leaving here at 3:30. Or if you're providing your own transportation, whether or not you'll attend dinner at Crampers, and or if you cannot attend either the board meeting or the dinner, please let me know and I'll excuse you if it's accordingly anyway. There's a real board meeting and NARD conference in Kearney, which Tim already mentioned, coming up. Next meeting, I already mentioned that IMB. Anything else for the good of your order?
Nope.
With that, we are adjourned.